Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. So here I am outside of Marie Stopes Clinic in London. So Marie Stopes was a woman who disseminated information about contraception in the early 20th century. But this chain of clinics across the United Kingdom was founded. It's the most contentious thing it does is to abort children. You can see there's some pro-life demonstrators here. And these human rights activists are trying to save children. They're doing what some people actually want to criminalize, which is standing and praying silently. So some people want to have something which is literally a thought crime, to people who are prosecuted, eventually imprisoned for what's going on in here, which doesn't harm anyone. And so various borough councils, Richmond upon Thames, for instance, and Ealing, they have criminalized people doing something as unobjectionable, as harmless as that, within, I think, is 150 meters of this abortion clinic and so on. So abortion is a highly controversial topic, and therefore surely it's right that people should say their piece on it. Remember a judge centuries ago saying there's an undoubted right to agitate upon public grievances, and other people are waiting out here outside. I don't know why. Perhaps they've gone, they're the friends with the mother who's gone in there to kill her child. So that is MSI, Marie Stopes International. So the abortion industry will claim that people standing here is somehow harassing or intimidating. Obviously, there's nothing remotely harassing or intimidating about that. Some people are trying to save children's lives. And if ever civil disobedience were justified, surely it is in attempt to prevent genocide. So, you know, if you don't like these protesters, well, then don't come here. Don't have an abortion. We're always told it's a choice. Just let the child live. Now, it's Lent. That's this Christian festival, the run-up to Easter, goes on for about 40 days of fasting, and then a few Sundays they don't eat. I mean, I have no religious belief whatsoever. But anyway, there's an organization called 40 Days for Life, and it holds vigils for people whenever the abortion clinic is killing children, to have people out there. And you saw the woman sign saying, you know, are you pregnant? Do you need money? Are you in a difficult situation? Speak to us. We can help. You don't have to do it. Now, Marie Stopes has the audacity to call itself a family planning clinic when it's obviously about destroying the family. Now, obviously, they give out contraception and stuff like that as well. I don't think anyone objects to that. But something what they do is very controversial. So, not surprisingly, some people have very strong feelings about this. It's a highly emotive topic. And in some places, the pro-abortion activists there will be there in pink tabards to walk with the woman who's about to kill her child, to bring her in. We're always told it's a choice because this is the last possible chance to save that mother's mind, to change that mother's mind, and to save her baby. I call her a mother even if she doesn't have another child. Well, what is she in relation to the baby who is in her uterus? Is it her daughter or her son? And so the 40 Days for Life say they don't actually speak to these mothers who are about to kill their children. Maybe we shouldn't blame them so much because they are perhaps in a very difficult situation. And, you know, if it's to save the mother's life, that's different. Of course, nobody would say it's wrong to save a woman's life in this case because, you know, two deaths is worse than one. But some people just use it as though it were a late contraception. But, you know, contraception is to prevent conception. This conception has already happened. So there's a lot of euphemistic language used. Remember George Orwell said a euphemism is something that's to try and make murder seem respectable. And that's what's going on, talking about what is it, the contents of the uterus. Well, yes, that is a human being. And all right, it's the placenta as well, or the proceeds of conception, something like that. I am one of those. Every human being is. So this is, I say, well, what if you want to end your pregnancy? Well, fine, no pregnancy is perpetuitous. You could give birth, a vaginal delivery, there could be a cesarean section, or sometimes there's a miscarriage. Unfortunately, the little girl, a little boy, dies in her or his mother's womb. So, of course, you can end pregnancy. All pregnancies come to an end. This is prematurely. Now, what if there's even a risk to the mother's health, not to her life, her health? And how serious does it have to be? Because every pregnancy is a bit of a risk. And obviously, abortion is risky. I mean, the death rate for children is supposed to be 100%. But what if the baby actually survives and comes out alive? Should the doctor not be legally obliged to try and save that child's life? Does that not give you food for thought? So they have to go through some serious mental gymnastics, the abortion industry, to try and pretend that a living human being is not alive and indeed is not a human being. Which species would a woman be pregnant with? I suggest not an ocelot or a hippopotamus or a giraffe. Another human being, and that they're not alive. I mean, if you're not sure if someone's alive or not, the very first thing you do is check for a pulse. Well, they have a pulse, apart from the very early embryonic stages, and indeed, they have respiration going on, and they're not breathing air directly, of course. They get it from their mothers, these children in the womb. People say that they're not babies. What, they're adults then? Of course they're babies. So ending a pregnancy, well, this is ending someone's life, and to deliberately end someone's life against this person's wishes is murder, surely. Because everybody's life began at the womb. You might say, no, it began when I was born. No, it didn't. You were already alive before you came out. With regards to life, there are really only two stages. So there's alive or dead. I know you can be changing from one to the other, as in dying, but you're still alive at that point. So that is why it's so controversial. So that's 40 days for life. There are a number of other children's rights organisations which are trying to save these children. And if anything, you'd say, well, surely they don't do enough, because what cause could possibly have greater moral authority? Could be more justificatory of taking non-violent direct action, civil disobedience. Because so many causes in human rights were advanced by people being willing to breach the law. What these people are doing so far is lawful. But some people say it should be a crime. They dislike it. They don't like to be reminded that they are killing a human being. And I've read their abortionist literature about how, please don't bring your child with you to the waiting room. That might be upsetting for the other patients. Well, I wonder why. Because they know that the baby in their womb will never reach that stage, because he or she is going to be killed. Because even at the very last moment, there's a chance to save this child. I've heard there's some of these poison pills to abort children that can actually even be reversed if you take a reversal pill with enough few hours. I don't think they point that out to them. And anyway, I remember someone who killed her child, she's saying, well, it's okay, because otherwise you'd be in a shit situation. Well, who's really in a shit situation is the baby, because she or he is treated like shit and actually taken out with the rubbish and thrown away. And MSI, they have the nerve to say that they will treat contents of the uterus respectfully. But why? Because you wouldn't do that with a cancerous growth or something like a parasite, which abortionists so often pretend that these babies are. So, goodness. Well, it's a very unpleasant situation. What would happen, of course, if all these if abortion were made illegal in almost all circumstances? Well, the abortion industry would be out of business. They wouldn't be making their money. And it's, of course, kudos. They're extremely proud of killing children. They like to boast about it. And they have the nerve to say that it's about women's health when it's not. And because babies are born after even 21 weeks gestation can sometimes survive. So if a woman has a health problem beyond that stage whilst pregnant, surely you just should induce early birth. Now, these babies, they'd always survive, but the child would at least have a fighting chance. So some people have the temerity to say that it's about women's health. Well, really, it's not. What they want to do is to kill children, not to keep women healthy. So anyway, thank you so much for my video. So what do you think about it? You might be someone who is very enthusiastic about abortion and thinks it's absolutely lovely. But even if that's the case, surely you should recognise the right of people to demonstrate, to express their views at the relevant location and to try and save these children. Are you in favour of choice? What about the choice of these people here to be holding a vigil, to be trying to save children? So everybody else is allowed to protest at the relevant place. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. So these people going in, I don't know why they're going in now. It could be for a vasectomy or just to ask about something that's not abortion. Right, thank you all so much for my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.